Good afternoon. This is the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Public Safety. It is May 24th, 2017. I am opening the work session on Senate Bill 5532, the Oregon Military Department. Ms. Burka, please walk us through it.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, committee members. Today, we are considering the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation for the budget for the Oregon Military Department. I'm going to walk through some of the recommendations in the paperwork just because you'll see a few things in the military department that you probably won't see in other agencies. We're recommending a total budget for this agency for the upcoming biennium of $401,786,291. With 475 positions and 424.82 FTE. You'll note that's a few more positions than we had in the current biennium, and so we'll talk about where those are and what those are for. This budget is 3% higher than the current service level, but it's actually 7.9% less than the 15-17 legislatively approved, and that's mostly because we don't consider the capital construction items in our subcommittee, and those get taken out of this recommendation. So on OLIS, you have the sort of overview memo with the motions on it, and you have the LFO work session presentation report out of Orbitz. So I'm just going to kind of walk through some of those, some of the packages that we included in this budget, and you can stop me at any time if you have any questions. The agency has several different program areas. For the administration program, we didn't recommend any changes to the current service level for that program that provides the administrative support, financial, human resources, and leadership for the agency. In the operations program, though, there's a few changes. The primary function of the operations division is to operate the facilities for the Army and Air National Guard agencies. This is almost 90% federally funded, and significant changes that we are recommending there. The first one, unfortunately, is a revenue shortfall. The agency operates, I think, 37 armories throughout the sorry, 38 armories throughout the state, and they rent those out to local groups for functions that need a big, need a big space. Excuse me. And a number of the department's armories are closed for remediation of lead dust, and so that has kind of dropped the revenue available to the agency for renting those down quite a bit. It drops expenses, too, because those agencies are closed and don't need as much work, so there's not a net operating impact, but there's a loss of $500,000 in revenue in the upcoming biennium. The next thing that's an addition, that is one of the packages that adds quite a few positions, is package number 203, for Camp Umatilla. It's a training facility operated at the former Umatilla chemical depot out near Hermiston. And the agency's been operating that site as a training facility for quite some time, but the National Guard Bureau is finally transferring the property to the agency and funding to operate it. So the federal funds expenditure limitation is increased by about $7.4 million, and 21 of positions are added. Those 21 positions are there now, but they are limited duration because it was pending final transfer of the property. We're recommending that one additional limited duration position be converted to permanent. This is a construction manager position that's been in a limited duration situation, I think, for 10 years. It seems like time to change that to ongoing since the work continues. The one place that we have added a little general fund to this agency is in Package 204. The Air National Guard Base in Portland is being assessed a stormwater runoff fee by the City of Portland. And this is a...
206.
Sorry. Yes, it's Package 206. Sorry. The Air National Guard facility there operates under an agreement with the National Guard Bureau that they pay 80% and the state pays 20% for that facility. So this adds general fund to cover that 20% of the stormwater fee that the agency will have to pay. The big general fund reduction for this agency is in Package 801. Last biennium, as you recall, a formerly federally funded function, I will not be able to ever repeat that, was ended. The National Guard Bureau said they were not going to federally fund the firefighters at the Air National Guard bases. The legislature last biennium added general fund to cover the pay for those firefighters. And every state had to do the same, and it proved to be wildly unpopular, such that the National Guard Bureau came back and said, we will federally fund this. So we don't need to put our general fund there anymore, and that is reduced. We eliminated one vacant facility energy technician position. That was a long-term vacancy.
How long had that been vacant?
That had been vacant for 8 years. So there wasn't the funding for it, and so that is no more. In the emergency management program area, there are a few changes. Package 80, the May e-board approved sending to DPSST $100,000 to conduct an additional telecommunicators training. That proved to be popular, and DPSST said there was demand for an additional training. So this package sends $200,000 in the upcoming biennium for two additional trainings for telecommunicators. Those are 911 operators throughout the state.
Yes, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Julie, have we heard regarding this budget and federal funding? There have been rumors about maybe funding from the feds not being up to what it has been for pass-throughs for county emergency services operations or anything like that. Does that give us pause for concern?
Madam Co-Chair, Representative Huffman, I have heard so many things about federal funding. I haven't heard anything specific to the pass-through dollars for emergency services for local governments. I'll follow up. The agency may have heard something that I haven't, and they're in the room if you'd like to ask them.
So. Co-Chair Winters, Co-Chair Stark, members of the committee, I'm Dave Stuckey, Deputy Director of the Oregon Military Department. Co-Chairs, Representative Huffman. The sneak peek of the President's budget came to fruition. I haven't personally seen it. I was getting this from our OEM director, Andrew Phelps, when he was looking at the budget that was released by the President a couple of days ago. And there's two pieces to the budget that potentially directly affect the Office of Emergency Management. And one of them is, and we have spoken about this, and it was kind of up in the air, and this is kind of new information, but the Homeland Security Grant, which is largely fund stuff for 80% goes to the locals and then 20% stays back at the state to help run the program, is looking at two things that could make a huge dent in this program. One is a 25% reduction, and then another one is a match component to the grant. It's always been a 100% federally funded grant. We send money to County XYZ through a program, a process, totally, a rail is totally built, but then in the end, it was 100% federally funded to buy those those radios or whatever that might be. Now they're looking at a match and a cut inside Department of Homeland Security. The second piece, and the piece that Representative Huffman, I think, was addressing was EMPG, Emergency Management Performance Grant. That's the people money that funds emergency managers across this state, both at the county and city level, as well as Office of Emergency Management. And and that's also looking at a cut of 25%, which could have some serious effects across this state. And, of course, people first is what we generally say here, and that was the one that kind of hurts us the most. And so wait and see. Andrew Phelps is doing some outreach. We're doing some congressional outreach make certain that our message and our points are heard.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Dave. I had heard both things, and so I was concerned about both, because I know that our local folks oftentimes go through local emergency management to place grants for radios and all kinds of stuff, and so, that could have an impact.
Sir.
Thank you.
So the next package I wanted to talk about was about federal grants. Package 305 is a package that, for those of you who are on the Natural Resources Subcommittee, you will see an identical package in the Department of Land Conservation and Development Department's budget. This is a package that increases the federal funds expenditure limitation in OMD, in the military department, so that they can pass through funds to the Department of Land Conservation and Development should that agency decide to apply to FEMA for some disaster mitigation and hazard mitigation grants. We have to do that because the military department is the agency that receives FEMA money and then passes it through to other state agencies, just so there's a single point of contact. There's a little fund shift package where we shift two positions from the general fund into other funds. The other funds in the military department are by and large generated from the 911 emergency communications tax. And a part of the military department's responsibility for that funding stream is that they can use a small percentage of it, 4%, for administrative functions. In the current biennium, they're using about 2.6%. They're using well under that cap. So we shifted two positions into that funding source to free up some general fund statewide. The community support program area in the military department funds or sort of allows the operation of ancillary programs to the military's central purpose. This is where the Youth Challenge Program and the Starbase Program are funded. So there's a couple of packages that affect those two programs. One is to carry forward a May e-board package that increased other funds and federal funds expenditure limitation for Youth Challenge, just to represent some additional federal funding for that program. And the other package for Youth Challenge is to continue the program expansion that we heard about in testimony earlier, and that was approved in 15-17. This adds about $600,000 federal funds limitation and about $477,000 of other funds limitation that'll be needed when the build-out of the facility is complete and the additional cadets join the classes, and they think that'll happen around the first of the year in 2019. Package 402 adds, this is the other significant position addition, it adds 12 positions for the Starbase program. Starbase stands for Science and Technology Academy Reinforcing Basic Aviation and Space Exploration. How is that for an awesome acronym? These positions already exist in a limited duration form, and this makes them ongoing, as this is kind of an ongoing federally funded education program.
And there are only two locations?
There are two locations. This program is operated at Klamath Falls at the Kingsley Airport Base and in Portland at the Portland Air National Guard Base. Those are the significant changes that we are recommending for this budget. The agency has submitted three proposals to Capital Construction for their consideration. Those are two Armory Service Life Extension projects, one at Grants Pass and one at the Jackson Armory, which is near Portland, and several regional emergency enhancement projects for disaster preparedness. And those projects are proposed for Coos Bay, Newport, the Salem and Pendleton airports, and the Anderson Readiness Center in Salem. There is one capital construction item that we will consider and possibly approve in this budget, and that is package 494, future readiness center sites. The military department has a small dedicated capital construction account, and it is in statute, and it accounts for the proceeds from property sales. The military department is the fourth largest property owner in the state, among state agencies, I should say. And so when they sell a parcel, they're allowed to put the proceeds into this account and then use it if they're going to purchase a site for a new project. So they're proposing to spend $1.7 million out of that fund, which currently has about $2.5 million in it, for two properties, one in Washington County and one in Redmond. And that is the extent of the recommendations we have for the military department.
Ready for motion? All right. Madam Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5532.
Co-Chair Stark moved the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5532. Is there any discussion? Objection? Co-Chair Stark?
Oh, we'll go straight to the next one?
No. I think we've got performance measures and then
we have performance measures. Committee members, performance measures for military department are not proposed for major changes this time around. They have nine different performance measures. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends them as presented with one change. The customer satisfaction target was set, I think, unreasonably low for a high-performing agency such as the military department. It was set at 55%, and we are recommending that it be increased to 75%. It seems to be imminently achievable by this agency, and we thought that was a good idea.
Okay. Sorry. Madam Chair, I move LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Coach Stark moved the LFO recommendations on key performance measures. Discussion. Objection. There's no budget notes.
All right. And so are you ready for the amendment motion? If you want.
LFO recommend budget.
I should probably
recommended
changes. Subcommittee recommend the changes. So the total of the changes that I reviewed with you result in a recommendation of $25,478,546 of general fund, $103,336,729 of expenditure limitation for other funds, $272,971,016 in federal funds expenditure limitation, with 475 positions, 428.82 FTE, The Dash One amendment, which is recommended, implements all of these numbers in the bill.
Co-Chair Winters, I move adoption of the Dash One amendment to Senate Bill 5532.
Co-Chair Stark moves the adoption of the Dash One amendments to Senate Bill 5532. Is there discussion? Objection?
Final motion?
Final motion.
All right. I move Senate Bill 5532 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Stark moves Senate Bill 5532 as with the Dash One amendments to the full Ways and Means with a due pass. Is there objection? Hearing none? I'll carry it. Representative Barker, would you carry it to the floor?
I will. Thank you. For chair.
Any further discussion or comments? Or thank you very much. We look forward to actually the expansion and opening of the Youth Challenge. And when's graduation this year? June 14th, if there's any members that can go, I would encourage that you do so. But I know that that we will get a notification when you get ready to do an open house on the expansion of the facility. And thank you.
Keep on keeping us safe.
And just let the Portland know that's an awful huge water bill.
Awful huge. Yeah, man.
With that, if there's no further comments or business, we are adjourned. Good thing the feds are paying 80% of it. The feds are paying 80% of it. Good thing.